The Wednesday briefing focused on the several challenges facing South Sudan. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Assistance says the people of South Sudan need urgent help. UN OCHA's representative, who briefed the Security Council, said time is running out, adding that things will only get worse in the weeks and months ahead.
South Sudan is indeed in the grips of a growing food insecurity crisis, as has just been referred to, a climate crisis and an economic crisis, all while suffering the impact of the conflict in Sudan and dwindling financial support for the humanitarian response. Without immediate action, things will only get even worse in the weeks and months ahead.
The UN OCHA's representative further said the situation in South Sudan should worry the international community.
As we speak, more than 9 million people, or 76% of South Sudan's population, require humanitarian protection and assistance. Of them, 54% are children, 27% women. A total of 7.1 million people are acutely food insecure, an increase of around 1.5 million people since last year. Additionally, 2.5 million children and women are at risk of acute malnutrition, a number projected to reach 2.7 million by December due to the impact again of the crisis in neighboring Sudan.
South Sudan's permanent representative to the United Nations, Cecilia Deng, told the council the humanitarian situation in South Sudan is of grave concern, adding that millions of people are facing severe food insecurity due to the severe flooding for the past 4 years and the added strain of incoming refugees and returnees from Sudan.
On the economic challenges facing South Sudan, exacerbated by the conflict in Sudan, are significant. Disruption to our oil export and rising prices have strained our economy, but we are taking steps to raise non-oil revenues and stabilize the situation. We seek for continued international cooperation and understanding as we navigate these difficulties.
The reconstituted Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, a body monitoring the South Sudan Peace Agreement, also briefed the Security Council. Major General Tai Gitao, head of the body, told the council that South Sudan is heading towards major landmarks in the country's history. Gitao says the government of South Sudan made some progress in the implementation of the country's peace agreement. He says the parties have tasked the relevant institutions and the inter-party committee to develop a realistic timetable for elections, which he says is expected to be accompanied by a budget and a guaranteed funding. Mozambique's representative to the council also briefed the council. Here's what the representative had to say.
Since our last meeting last April, the political dynamics in South Sudan continue to be shaped around the prospect of elections. For the first time in its history, South Sudan is preparing to carry out the sovereign exercise, a milestone in its journey towards consolidating the rule of law and democracy. We have been registering some positive steps towards this endeavor, particularly in operationalizing the technical electoral bodies, such as the formation of state high election bodies and implementing the transitional arrangements.
Linda Thomas Greenfield, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, told the council her country is witnessing the unfolding situation in South Sudan.
Colleagues, it is long past time the people of South Sudan experience the peace, security, and freedom they have so long demanded, that they fought for, and they so deserve. And so it is critical South Sudan's leaders and parties engage in urgent dialogue and bring this transitional period, started in 2011, finally to an end through peaceful and legitimate elections. We have seen steps in the right direction to that end. That includes the Kenyan-led Tamani Initiative, which has mediated talks between the transitional government and non-signatories to the 2018 revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan.
The U.S. top diplomat at the United Nations says the government of South Sudan needs to create a conducive environment for peace.
We also recognize and commend UNMISS, the AU, and IGAD on their ongoing efforts to help South Sudan ensure transparency, fairness, and inclusivity in its electoral process. For that reason, the United States, along with many other diplomatic missions, is deeply concerned that if passed into law, provisions of the National Security Service Act threaten to further erode the country's political and civic environment by allowing arrests without warrant.
The UN says over 8 million people suffer from acute food insecurity in South Sudan, a number that threatens to rise as more Sudanese refugees flee into South Sudan. Deng says the leadership of her country is working to address the challenges facing the country.
Yesterday, the presidency of the Republic of South Sudan, led by the President of the Republic, reviewed the implementation of the peace agreement and resolved to seek advice from the electoral commissions on the feasibility of conducting the upcoming elections on a technical front. We also reaffirm our commitment to the ongoing efforts such as the Tumani Initiative, which are crucial in bringing all stakeholders together.
South Sudan is expected to hold elections in December this year. So far, 29 political parties have registered for the upcoming election. SPLM-IO, led by the first vice president, Riek Machar, has not registered for the elections. I am VOA's Kwame Ofori in Washington.